Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headlines, scores, and we start with a big win for the New York Rangers in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Philip Chytil scored twice in the second period as the Rangers routed the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning 6-2 to win game one. Micah Zibanejad, Artemi Panarin, and Frank Vetrano each had a goal and an assist. Chris Kreider also scored, and Alexis Lafreniere and Adam Fox also had two assists to help New York win its franchise record seventh straight home playoff game. Igor Shesterkin stopped 37 shots to improve to 8-3 in their last 11 games. By the way, that was a lot of really hard hockey names, and I nailed that. I'm proud of myself on that one. Game two, Friday night at Madison Square Garden. The score was tied 1-1 after 20 minutes, but the Rangers took control in the second period. They scored three times while outshooting the Lightning 17-10. Some WNBA games. Atlanta Dream with a win over the Lynx. No real surprise there. Liberty with a nice win over the Fever. Sabrina Ionescu with 23 points. The United States cruised past Morocco with an impressive 3-0 win in the first of the four World Cup warm-up matches in June. First half goals from Brendan Aaronson and Timothy Weah set the U.S. on its way, with Haji Wright adding one from the spot in the second half. Goalkeeper Matt Turner came up with some big saves as well throughout the match. The U.S. extended its home unbeaten streak to 24 matches, too shy of the team record. Let's go to some news. Speaking of that game, United States captain Christian Pulisic was critical of the level of American support from the crowd of 19,512 at TQL Stadium, saying, quote, "For whatever reason, I'm not super happy with the amount of Americans here. However, that works out if I'm being completely honest, but I'm thankful for the ones who did come, and the support is always great from them. It's nice to be back in America and playing again." Surprising. I can't remember the last time that U.S. men's soccer has complained about crowds, but hey, I figured 20,000 would be enough, especially for a warm-up game against Morocco. Former Dallas Cowboys and Chicago Bears running back Marion Barber died at the age of 38. The cause of his death is unknown. Barber was drafted by Dallas in the fourth round of the 2005 draft out of Minnesota. He was named to the Pro Bowl in 2007. He led the Cowboys with 975 rushing yards and 10 touchdowns. He finished his career with almost 5,000 yards rushing and 53 touchdowns. Josh Donaldson was hurt. The New York Yankees didn't publicly support him after his comment about Tim Anderson that Chicago manager Tony La Russa called racist. Donaldson was suspended one game by Major League Baseball for making multiple references to Jackie Robinson while talking to Tim Anderson on May 21st. Donaldson has appealed the discipline. Anderson said he agreed with La Russa, and several Yankees said Donaldson was in the wrong. Yankees manager Aaron Boone said, quote, "This is just my opinion. That's somewhere he should not be going." New York star Aaron Judge said, quote, "I don't think it's the right thing to do there." Donaldson, acquired by the Yankees this year, is with his sixth big league team. He's hitting .238 with five home runs. He's currently on the IL with right shoulder inflammation. Among the assets gathered in the James Harden trade, the Brooklyn Nets are deferring acquisition of the Philadelphia 76ers 2022 first-round pick to 2023. The Sixers will pick 23rd in the draft and can use the pick in trades now beginning on draft night. However, the Sixers won't be able to trade another pick for 7 years because of conditions owed to teams on several picks, including their 2025 first-round pick, which is going to Oklahoma City, and their 2027 first-round pick, which is going to Brooklyn. The Nets' 2022 first-round pick is owned by the Houston Rockets because of their version of the James Harden trade. Let's go to some moments. Let's talk about some good basketball teams. The Boston Celtics, the Golden State Warriors, game one of the NBA Finals. Let's do a little preview here. Everyone is mostly healthy. Only Robert Williams is questionable for the Celtics. It seems like Marcus Smart's ankle injury has come along. Gary Payton will reportedly play in this series, but it is unclear if he'll be ready for game one. Otto Porter is also questionable for game one, but it seems likely that he will play. Should be an incredible finals. Game one, 9 p.m. on ABC. You have some great matchups in this series across the board. Marcus Smart and Steph Curry always have some fantastic battles. Jaylen and Klay Thompson. You got Tatum taking on Wiggins, two former high draft picks. Allen, Draymond going at each other, the two old heads. And then two young up-and-coming big men in Rob Williams and Kevon Looney are going to go at it. Heck, even the bench guys, Derek White and Jordan Poole, that will be an incredible battle. The Celtics are actually the only team in the NBA with a winning record over the Warriors since their run started in 2015. They are 9-5 against the Dubs. The Celtics have also been a god-tier road team this season, one of the best road playoff teams in NBA history. This will be a good fight regardless. Again, 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. On the WNBA side, you got the Sun and the Aces, 10 p.m. on Facebook. And then you got Game 2 of the Western Conference Finals in hockey. Oilers Avalanche, 8 p.m. on TNT. Colorado up 1-0. Let's head to our FanDuel Fast Break. Got two lines for you guys tonight. tonight. The Celtics are a plus four on the road. I'm sorry, my bias is shining through. Maybe they'll lose, but maybe they'll keep it close. Big time road team, like I said, I think they might be able to pull out either a close win or at least a close loss for our gamblers out there. The Avalanche with a minus 178 money line. I like them to win just because Edmonton's goalie is just so bad. On this day in sports history, back in 1987, the Seattle Mariners drafted Ken Griffey Jr., 630 home runs and 2,781 hits later, the kid is one of the most memorable athletes of all time. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDean, and if you haven't already, you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments in live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.